On this week's episode, we get to talk about March Madness, other fun things happening in the sporting world.
And I just got back from Austria, so I'm falling asleep, but not before we talk about the beauty of the Easter Triduum.
Check out They That Hope wherever great podcasts are found and at theythathopepodcast.com. Welcome to They That Hope with Father Dave and Deacon Bob, seeing humor and hope in a crazy world. And what time zone is it for you? We're recording this at 8 o'clock on a Monday night. It's 9 o'clock on a Monday night.
Sorry.
But in Vienna, it was it 3 a.m.?
I don't know. I don't know.
So I literally picked Father Dave up from the airport. He just got back from Austria.
And I was starving.
And we went to Red Robin, which is still the greatest place ever.
It was a really good burger.
It was fantastic.
It was a really good burger. And getting fries at the beginning. I remember one time, you know, you get unlimited fries for those who have never been to Red.
Right.
I remember one time I went there with my nieces and nephews. And as soon as we sat down, I said, can you bring us some fries? And the guy's like, yeah, sure, no problem. My niece and nephew look at me like, some Jedi power. They said, what did you just do? It's like, I mean, they'll just give them to you. And they're like,
right,
that's amazing.
Bottomless fries. Yeah, yeah. They just keep them coming, baby. Yeah, we love Red Robin.
So,
we want to start, though, with news on Haiti. Those of you that listen to the podcast know that I have an adopted son from Haiti. I'm involved with a number of missionaries from Haiti, especially a good friend of the show, Father Louis Morosny. And just a request, there's a non-for-profit that he runs that my wife is a part of, missiontothebeloved.com, missiontothebeloved.com. You've probably been following on the news the insanity that's been occurring in Haiti. Louis's archbishop, actually, there was an assassination attempt on his life. He ran through, you know, a bomb went off. He ran through a wall of fire to get out. And it's not like the movies, apparently,
where they just
kind of roll it off. So they airlifted him to Miami. One of my sons visited. He just is pink. I mean, he's been in surgery. He's back in ICU. He's going to be okay, is what we're told. It's just going to be a long and really painful recovery, which he's offering up, of course, for all the souls in his diocese. But it was $32,000 to airlift him out of Haiti medically. So they've raised about $10,000 already. But if you could help out, missiontothebeloved.com, every single penny goes right to that and to people who help Haiti. There's actually nobody that gets paid in that. It's just purely straight right to folks that need it
through priests that we know in Haiti.
So,
just a mess. Yeah. Every time you see anything on the news, it's just one thing after another
Poor people.
So keep that in our prayers.
Haiti's unique in that it's one of the only countries in this hemisphere that overthrew their slavers.
Yeah.
And they're really proud about that. But sadly, they've been mired in a lot of political issues and corruption. And I think their prime minister is stepping down and gangs are running the streets and they took over the airport.
It's like a bad movie.
And the people of Haiti are just so lovely. I mean, they're just joyful and, oh, goodness. So please, if you could, in your prayers, keep the people of Haiti in mind, as well as other places in the world where folks are suffering.
Okay, it's going to be a little bit hard to shift there to sports.
Yeah, it is, but...
March Madness.
But I guess we're going to. If I do a sound cue, will it be better?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. Much better.
Hey, let's talk about sports.
No, so this is one of the funnest times of the year. Spring, March Madness. You did not do a bracket, which kind of bothers me that you didn't.
I'm like, what do you mean do a bracket? Like, I'm supposed to fill out all the blanks and see what happens?
Yeah, that's... what's called doing the bracket.
I don't know. I don't really
Everybody fills out a bracket. It's funny, this podcast I listen to, every year they do, you know, famous athletes and all that. And then they do a guy that used to work with them. His name was Phil. So it's Phil's mom.
Okay.
And she's funny because she doesn't know anything about sports. So it's Marquette instead of Marquette. And Creighton is Creighton.
Okay.
I mean, she just doesn't
How did she pronounce Duquesne?
Duquesne or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations to Duquesne, our local heroes. They won their first game. Yep. They hadn't been in
the
tournament for members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint. Yep. David, please be more sensitive. But they beat them, and that was all that really matters. And then they lost, which they're fine with, I'm sure, because they didn't expect to get there, and they got a game.
Yeah. I think we have three Catholic teams left. I'm not positive how many were Catholic teams that started. Maybe I can think off the top of my head, maybe six.
Okay.
Could have been more.
Gonzaga's in, right?
Yeah, Gonzaga's still in. Marquette's still in.
Is it Gonzaga or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Okay.
Marquette. So both of my younger brothers went to school there, so they're very happy.
Where's Marquette?
In Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yep, and Creighton. So Creighton.
Yeah. That's a Catholic school?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's where the IPF, the
priesthood
formations out of Creighton. Yeah.
So our number ones are still in there. We've got UConn in the East, maybe.
Don't worry about that.
Okay, I won't worry about it. Illinois, the Fighting Illini.
You know, the joke was Illinois was playing Duquesne and Illinois won, but they said the loser was going to have to pronounce the S.
Fair. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So I, you know, as I said,
NC State is still in there. What about
Purdue's still in there? And I shared.
Wait. What about Father Greg's team?
North Carolina's still in. Yep. North
Carolina. Is that NC State? Is that?
No. He's North Carolina. UNC.
UNC.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So my younger brother gave me a hard time. He felt that I didn't give Marquette enough respect respect to Marquette because they're doing great. It's interesting because Gonzaga's always had a lot of pressure on them because they were one of the top seeds. There's not as much pressure on them, so maybe they'll play better this year.
Okay.
I put a lot of stock in Purdue last year and told myself I wasn't going to do that this year, but I think I've got them going to the Final Four.
Okay.
Depending on what bracket I'm doing, I've got UConn winning some of them, Arizona winning some of them. Kentucky lost early, so that busted a bunch of people's brackets. So.
Yeah.
So we're rooting for the three Catholic teams left.
Yeah, there's a whole nother bracket under the bracket. I just saw this.
Yeah, there's
a lot of teams.
It started with, well, technically 64 or 68, but 64, right?
Right. And now they're down to, are they in the sweet?
32.
It's 32.
No, 16. Now it's the 16.
Now it's 16.
Yep.
The sweet 16.
Sweet 16, then the Elite 8 will be this weekend.
And then the Final Four.
Baby.
Then the Dynamic Duo?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
We should give some mention to women's basketball, which is really pretty exciting.
It is big this year.
I mean, this is probably one of the biggest years of it because they've got some stars.
So. Yep.
Caitlin Clark with Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an interesting thing that could happen because Iowa is doing well in the men's. Have the men and the women ever? Is it a different thing?
Yeah, I think it's Iowa State.
Oh, that's just silliness.
Yep.
Well, now I'm not excited about it at all.
Yep.
Well, that's exciting.
Yep, there you go.
Basketball, if you like it. If you don't watch SportsCenter.
The Notre Dame girls are really good.
Oh, yeah,
basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they won their tournament. They've got this freshman girl that's just amazing. Really, really good. So we're rooting for them. So there we go.
Yay. Do you want to say something about O'Shan, our favorite Irish baseball player?
Oh, there's this big scandal,
O'Shani.
A possible scandal that some people were saying he was betting, but it looks like somebody that worked for him was taking some of his
money. Like his interpreter and his best friend, like a lot of money.
Like millions and millions of dollars. So,
yeah.
But I like you said, I just got back an hour ago, so I've not seen a lot of the news.
Yeah,
but,
fair enough.
But
NBA basketball's heating up and our Cavs are struggling because they've lost a few starters. I got to go to a game with your godson, Colby. Yeah, thanks for letting me go out with your godson.
No problem.
And we had amazing/horrible seats.
Had close seats.
We were in the second row behind the team, which was awesome as they were getting on the court. I mean,
this was great.
We were almost like reachable to every Cavs basketball player as they came by, and it's the Cavs team and then two rows of coaches. And then it suddenly hit us that we're actually sitting behind 7 feet tall people.
Yeah, I couldn't see it.
Cannot see the court. tried to move back. And we got busted. Like, we actually got busted by the security.
Yeah.
And they made us move forward.
That's right.
It's like, this is the first, like, how am I, like, sir, you can't sit in the fifth row. You have to sit in the second row. It's like, I can't see anything.
That's funny.
We had a good time.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers are collecting quarterbacks.
That's just what they do.
Yep. Where did the other guy go? Pickett. Did he go somewhere else?
He went to the Eagles. So when Russell Wilson, who was on the Broncos, came to the Steelers for I think $12.
$1 million.
Yeah. Pickett was a little bit bent out of shape and he complained. You don't complain in the Steelers. I love the Steelers organization.
Yeah.
They're like, team first, goodbye, Pickett.
Yeah.
So they traded him to the Eagles and somehow in all the trade, they got Justin Fields, who was the quarterback of Chicago, who was the first round draft pick a few years ago.
Yeah.
So they're guaranteeing Wilson to start, but they're putting somebody really good behind him. Yeah. And I think the long-term plan for the Steelers
is... only had to pay Wilson $1 million because the Broncos signed a contract like for 40 years, and they're paying him something like $30 million, right?
Still.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Still.
And folks, if you hear music in the background, that's because we are in a music center. And actually, we really like this.
Yes.
We were saying we could ask him to be quiet, but we've got a bunch of kids upstairs that are just having a ball playing music, and that's what makes this the music center.
You know, realizing some of you might be joining us because thanks to OSV, we have a whole new audience that we're reaching out to. We record this podcast mostly, unless we're distance, in the George D. Rice Music Center, which is named after my dad, who loved music and loved Franciscan. And so we were able to create this building a few years ago, and we're in the basement. And right above us is a drum kit and musicians.
We've got about 10 kids in there.
And it's fantastic. We usually record in the morning. So, of course, they're not here. But you come like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon to like 2 or 3 in the morning, kids are just jamming out. And it's really, really fun. So that's awesome. Well, let's get to our Franciscan promo. It's worth listening to, everybody. Don't hit that fast forward button unless you want to. If you're listening to this episode on Wednesday, March 27th, the Easter Triduum starts tomorrow. Father Dave and I hope you get to spend this holy time with family and friends. And we also invite you to join our Franciscan University community, either on live stream or in person. If you're in the area, just come on by. The Triduum, I love the fact that it has two U's in it, begins with Holy Thursday and the Mass of our Lord's Supper at 7 p.m., Good Friday service, shocker, 3 o'clock. And Saturday, our Easter Vigil begins at 8:30 p.m., followed by the famous Resurrection Party.
Giddy up.
It's infamous. Mm-hmm. That's better than famous. And finally, our Easter Sunday Mass is at 11 a.m. All events will be held at Franciscan University's Finnegan Fieldhouse. But if you're not here, you can find the live stream at chapel.franciscan.edu/live. That's chapel.franciscan.edu/live. And if you haven't checked it out before,
check it out.
It's awesome.
It is. Before we go to that real quick, because that's what we're going to talk a little bit, Bob promised me.
Oh, what did I promise?
That if I was good, that I would be able to.
I'm going to get you in bed by 9 o'clock.
Be in bed by 9 o'clock, yeah.
But it's 8:40 right now.
Nine. But so we're going to...
I was going to tuck you in, read you a bedtime story.
No, you're not. No, you're not. We're going to give a little preview. There is going to be total solar eclipse. Have we talked at all about this?
I don't think we have.
On April 8th, and it's going to be running right by Steubenville. Steubenville is going to be around 98%. Yep. We're going to be about 98% here. So Bob and I were debating, are we going to drive? I think we have to go about 45 minutes.
Yeah, maybe tops.
In the total.
And we're going to.
So I think we're going to do that.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted. He wants to do a
live wanted to podcast while the total eclipse was going on.
But we're
thinking, then have the Bonnie Tyler song in the background.
But we're thinking no, because we want to pay attention to it.
Start tonight.
We want to pay attention to the lunar thing. So we'll see what we're going to do. Tonight.
I was really happy we got an email today from our Vice President of Academic Affairs. And who else?
From somebody from the science department.
Yeah. And it was this very encouraging email that said, look, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. If your students leave, we're not forcing you.
Be attentive to
it. But could you just be nice to them?
Yeah, yeah.
Which, of course, made me say, I'm just canceling classes.
Yeah, there you go.
And because I was thinking I wanted to see it, but I thought, well, I can't cancel classes. And then, I mean, honestly, that email convicted me. Like, oh, my gosh, I have to go see this. Like, this sounds amazing. I looked it up on YouTube, and
there
it's going to be very, very cool.
There you go. So,
and you're going to do it, too.
Yes, I've got to try to figure it out. It may mean moving a meeting or two, but
But that's okay. It's totally worth it.
We can work it out.
Like the first time in like 425 years or something like
that? In this area, yeah.
In this area.
They had one down in Georgia a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Didn't the devil go down to Georgia?
Yeah, he did.
Looking for a soul
steal? Looking
for
a soul steal. He was going to buy it because he was way behind me. He was looking to make a deal. So we are going on to the Triduum then.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, as a deacon, a lot. We have a Tenebrae service on Wednesday night, and then we have our Holy Thursday service on Thursday night with some practices beforehand. And because I am in a two-parish area, I'll be attending a practice and then a 3 o'clock service at Our Lady of Lourdes, and then another practice and a 6 o'clock service at Blessed Sacrament, okay. which I get to preach at, which okay. I'm quite
so
excited
which,
about.
Which liturgy then?
What do you mean?
Thursdays you're preaching? Or?
No, Good Friday.
Oh, Good Friday. Okay.
Good Friday. And then practice Saturday morning and the vigil Saturday night, and then I'll be nice. Doing a Mass on Sunday. If you don't know or are plugged into parishes, it's the amount of practices that goes on at a parish to train the servers, to do everything. Yeah. It's exciting and it's draining and it's a lot of work, but it's awesome.
That's absolutely true. Have a special attentiveness to your parish staff over the next couple of days, because it's absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
Nobody's complaining, but there is a lot that goes
into
it.
There's a lot that goes on, more so than Christmas.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you know, like the liturgies at Christmas are beautiful, but they're not so different that you need to, particularly when you're trying to get servers involved and other people involved, like it's Christmas. It's just another Mass with like more bells and happiness. But I mean, going through like, okay, wait, Holy Thursday, this is different. We're ending different. Good Friday, completely. It's not even a Mass. Yeah. It's really a service.
Okay, of course.
And then Easter Vigil, of course, has so many moving parts. But when done well, it's beautiful.
It is. And I, you know, as a family, it was always the center point for our family. So we always went.
Did you go to the vigil?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was at midnight back then.
Okay.
Maybe not. And then we would always go to this restaurant place afterwards and after the vigil and have ice cream and that kind of thing. So it's always, even in some ways more than Christmas.
Yeah.
The Easter was just really, really family time and makes me miss family time because of that. Because it was the extended time and it was always really wonderful. We all served, me and my brothers always served and everybody was doing something. I've got Thursday evening, so I've got the Mass on Thursday evening. Yeah.
Yeah. I love, one of the things I love about Easter, it's not as busy as Christmas. Of course, it's a lot busier in terms of population, but many people, at least in the secular world, don't get that Easter is a bigger deal than Christmas. And it feels, I love Christmas. But there's something about Easter, the uniqueness of the Easter Vigil, especially as a deacon now that I get to chant the Exaltat. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Like, it's really a gift. And just the whole connection of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, you know, going to that as a family and just kind of walking with Jesus. I mean, it's like it's happening in real time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what's so cool about it.
I was in Vienna yesterday. Yeah, it's like last month.
You were in Vienna this morning.
Yeah. And they do a beautiful thing. They meet with the cardinal about, maybe a quarter of a mile from St. Stephen's. And then they process through the city streets with palms. Oh. Although they don't use palms, they use pussy willows, which is really...
They use what?
Yeah, they're little pussy willow things. I don't know how to explain them. The little white... They're not flowers, really. They're pussy willows. Go on, Google it. So, but it was kind of funny because we had Mass.
So it'd be like Pussy Willow Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had Mass earlier on Sunday at another church, and I was looking for palms, see if we could give them. And I saw the pussy willows. It's like, I didn't even think anything of it. And they said, well, that's what we use for palms. It's like, really?
Did they have pussy willows in the Holy Land?
Not that I know of. And that's what somebody said something about. Well, maybe it was more like traditional. It's like, have you been to the Holy Land? I mean, there are palms everywhere. So that was strange. But it was interesting because what I shared during Mass is, and we've probably talked about this because we've done, but it was just an image that I've thought about over the years. And that is, if I had a superpower, and we've talked a lot about
our superpowers. Right, yes.
But mine would be if you could enter into Holy Week and not know the ending and just kind of walk with Jesus. And because
called amnesia, and it's a disease. But it's really a superpower.
It would just, if you could go in and erase it, it would. That's the superpower. I could go in your mind and erase the parts you don't need to know.
Do you remember the show Heroes?
Yes.
They had a guy that could do that. And it looked like he like took like memories from your head.
Yeah.
That freaked me out.
But it's just interesting if, you know, because somebody said to me that one time, it's like, Good Friday just to make sense because we know he rises, right? You know, we just kind of go through the motions. But
maybe this year he won't. Wouldn't that be good if the church like just made a statement? Like,
yeah, but I was sharing with the congregation that if you only knew what you knew and you're paying attention to the scriptures, Jesus did these healings. People were amazed, and yet he did it on the Sabbath. People were frustrated, and all of this tension that's building and building and building. It's like, you have to reconcile why do they want this guy dead? I mean,
right.
Again, if all we knew is what we knew, it's like, he seems reasonable to me. And then just walking through this Holy Week without jumping to Easter, without going, I said, you know, don't turn the page, just Thursday evening, be there.
Yeah.
And just be present and wrestle with Jesus wanting to kneel down and wash your feet.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, it's Friday, and then I know we've talked about Saturday, the office reading Saturday
is
the best, right? You know, there's a strange silence in the world. But again, we get busy, we just do and we do. So just during this Triduum, just take a breath, just stop, just be present.
As I was reflecting on, you know, Palm Sunday, and the readings are from Mark, that's the liturgical year. Sometimes a scripture just jumps out to you that you— it's been there forever.
Yeah, of course.
And you think, did somebody just add that?
Yeah, but we've never read that before.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, yes, you do all the time. But one of it was in Mark's gospel, they tried to give him wine mixed with gall, and he tasted it, but he refused to have any more. And gall was like an antiseptic. It was like a drug. Somebody was going to Jesus saying, all right, bro, like, they're about to put nails in your hands and feet. Just take some of this. And so he starts to take it, and he realizes what it is and just says, no, I don't want it. And I just think to myself, I mean, Jesus wanted to feel every prick of the skin. Like, you know, like, I don't like suffering. I've been complaining all Lent of the dumb little things I'm giving up with. And if I have the power to not suffer, I'm taking that. Like, if there's a shortcut, if there's a VIP line, I am absolutely taking it. And to think that Jesus, you know, who he said in the garden, like, hey, I could call a legion of angels right now to take care of this if I wanted, like, so willfully emptied himself, chose to do this out of love for us. You know, this isn't a victim story. This is a hero story where at any moment he could have stopped it. And I know whenever I can stop suffering, I'm immediately speaking up. Mm-hmm. And even like the idea of something that would be eminently reasonable, Jesus, take the wine with gall, like take some medicine, like numb the pain just a little bit. You're going through enough. And Jesus says, no, yeah. I'm not going to do
that. Yeah, I'm always struck by that you did not take it. I gave it, you know, you did not take my life. I gave it to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's, I mean, the very simple suggestion, encouragement is just that. It's just walk with Jesus, be with him over the next several days.
Yeah.
Take a few extra minutes to stop. You know, I realize that it's hard with families and with big families and the busyness of family, but if it's a family, you can, you know, go to some of the other liturgies.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that. It's just in it, and as kids, it has a deep impact because it makes it different than Christmas. Again, Christmas,
right.
it's Mass, and you go to Mass anyway. Maybe you have to go on a Tuesday every now and then, right?
Sure.
But the Triduum, it's like, what, we have to go 3 days in a row, you know?
Right.
But there's something about that. It imprints on the heart of the kids that I think is really important.
A few years ago, it really hit me, especially as I was interning at a parish, you know, as a deacon, and you see things from a bit of a different angle. But even just the realization that, in a sense, it's all one liturgy. The Holy Thursday Mass begins with the sign of the cross, like normal, but doesn't end with it, nor does Good Friday, and then Easter Vigil ends with it. There's a sense that this is one big liturgy that's going on. So yeah, I would agree. If you have a chance to do it, be a part of it, pray with it, and celebrate the resurrection. I mean, the scriptures that always floors me is from Romans chapter 5, that God proves his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. I think in all of our desire to earn grace and to earn God's love, we always think, okay, I need to fix myself up and then God will love me. And when we were at our worst moment possible, I mean, we are nailing him to the cross. And in the midst of that, Jesus is on the cross saying, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. And so just that acceptance of radical mercy and radical love, and that's what changed the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is the gift that we get to celebrate, because it's not, doesn't end in death, it ends in resurrection. And that's—
Amen.
And then we get to celebrate a whole week of Easter.
Octave Baby.
That's right. Isn't that a U2 album?
Octave Baby?
I think so.
I don't think it is. Well, I don't know. I don't listen to U2, so you know better than I.
I do. Thank you for acknowledging
that. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, why don't we say a prayer and let you go to bed?
Amen. Jesus, we just thank you. And I'm just rubbing my eyes. Jesus, we do thank you for this week, which is different than any other week in the year. Let us be present to you as you're always present to us. Bless us as we enter into really the most sacred holy time of our year. Bless the families, particularly families that are separated and can't be together. Let them know your presence and your peace. And Jesus, we will walk and journey with you through your cross to your resurrection. May the Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Father Dave, for hanging in there with us.
That's good.
And we will be back next week. Talk about Divine Mercy Sunday, I'm sure, as well as
March Madness.
More and more March Madness. Hope@franciscan.edu. That's hope@franciscan.edu. Good night, Father Dave.
Good night, Yoda.
Yoda didn't talk to himself like that.
Night. Good. It will be.
They That Hope is a production of Franciscan University of Steubenville and is distributed in partnership with OSV Podcasts.